This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the coronavirus has infected more than 3 million people and killed more than 207,000. Well over half the deaths are in Europe, reaching 125,000 Monday. The country with the most deaths is the United States at 55,000. Europe took uneven steps to phase out coronavirus restrictions Monday as debates rage over how quickly to ease lockdowns that are protecting lives but piling on economic misery. While schools and shops reopened in some parts of the continent, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson emerged after his own battle with the virus to call for patience in the UK, saying it was too early to follow suit. In Italy, factories and building sites will begin to reopen starting May 4th. Italy is looking ahead to a second phase of the crisis in which it will attempt to restart the economy without triggering a new wave of infections. Italy has the world's second highest rate of coronavirus deaths. Germany made wearing masks on public transport and in most shops mandatory Monday, even offering them in vending machines in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. The country's economic minister urged its 16 states Monday to reopen slowly. Many businesses like smaller stores or car dealerships have been allowed to reopen, and some students are returning to school as the number of new infections has fallen. Russia overtook China in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases Monday when its tally climbed above 87,000. This as pressure rose on the government to consider easing lockdown restrictions for businesses to help its battered economy. Russia's lockdown is set to expire April 30th. No word on whether the president will extend it. For more coronavirus coverage and all the latest day's news, please visit voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. New Zealand's prime minister declares they have won the battle against coronavirus, saying, quote, there is no widespread undetected community transmission, end quote. About 400,000 New Zealanders will return to work, and its 5 million residents will be allowed to go fishing, swimming, hunting, and hiking this week for the first time in more than a month. Tens of thousands of students returned to school in Shanghai and Beijing after months of closures as China's major cities gradually returned to normality. In Switzerland, Croatia, and Serbia, many small shops were back in business Monday, while children in Norway returned to primary school. A White House spokeswoman said the White House Coronavirus Task Force will not hold a briefing Monday. She said the task force will resume briefings later in the week as the administration enters the reopening phase of the fight against COVID-19. Lebanese protesters have taken to the streets again, both in cars and on foot, even though the country is on lockdown and has a curfew imposed because of the coronavirus. Demonstrators are protesting the country's deteriorating economic situation and say they're forced to choose between dying of hunger or disease. Analysts predict a full-fledged catastrophe, while the health minister warns the demonstrations pose an imminent danger that will undermine all the achievements that have been made. Monday, the Saudi-led military coalition in war-torn Yemen rejected a declaration of self-rule by separatists in the country's south and demanded an end to any escalatory actions. The breakaway declaration made Sunday threatens to reignite a war within a war in the Arabian Peninsula's poorest country, which is already gripped by what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian disaster. The secessionists' move significantly complicates the country's five-year-old wider conflict fought by the Saudi-led coalition and Yemen's internationally recognized government against Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control much of the north, including the capital. UN Special Envoy for Yemen Martin Griffiths said Monday he was concerned by the recent declaration calling for expediting the implementation of the power-sharing deal signed in Riyadh last November. Three Beijing-based internet activists have disappeared and are believed to be detained by police for archiving censored coronavirus news stories online, according to a relative. China has faced criticism over its handling of the outbreak, including punishing whistleblowers who tried to warn about the new virus. Two of them were charged with picking quarrels and provoking trouble and are currently under residential surveillance at a designated location, according to a notice from district police. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.